MTD Radio News, I'm Jill Miller. Following over a decade in the New Mexico legislature, District 34 Senator Ron Griggs of Alamogordo will not seek re-election when his current term expires next year. Griggs, whose district includes parts of Dona Ana, Eddy, and Otero counties, announced his plans not to run for a fourth term. The lawmaker, who turned 71 in October, says he's enjoyed his 12 and a half years in the Senate, but wants to spend more time with his family. New Mexico Supreme Court's ruled that the state's congressional map can remain in place and does not violate the state's constitution. Justices issued their decision Monday, affirming an earlier ruling from New Mexico Ninth Judicial District Judge Fred Van Solens in October, following a two-day bench trial in Lovington in September. Van Solens concluded that while evidence showed the Democratic-led legislature substantially diluted Republican voting strength when it redrew the second congressional district in 2021, it did not constitute an egregious partisan gerrymander that violated the constitution of the state of New Mexico. Monday's order stated that justices found Van Solens' ruling is backed up by substantial evidence and that he committed no legal error in arriving at that conclusion. A man accused of sexually molesting a girl when she was a child pled not guilty to two criminal counts. Records indicate that 43-year-old Lawrence Sanchez of Roswell entered the plea on two counts of criminal sexual contact of a minor at his arraignment Monday in New Mexico's 5th Judicial District in Chavez County. The trial in the case was scheduled for July 9th next year. Sanchez reportedly sexually molested the victim when she was 5 or 6 when she would stay at his house. Criminal complaint in the case says that she would frequently stay at Sanchez's residence between 2015 and 2018, where Sanchez would allegedly touch her sexually and told her that if she told anyone, something would happen. That's news. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.